Bodie Shields, Director of Operations with the Drumheller Dragons.
Bodie, as we get set for another AJHL season here, you've got some players in place that are coming back this year. So what kind of expectations do you guys have when the ground hits here and that we start playing for real?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a good mix of veteran guys and then some youth and skills. So I'm really excited with where we're at going into the season. It's going to be an exciting team to watch, a fast team to watch. And then, I think our older veteran guys are really going to bring some stability and some veteran leadership to the group. So, very excited to get going. And, we're only 10 days away from the start of the season.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about having a captain in place already in Tate Ewell.
Yeah, absolutely. Tate was an easy choice for captain. He's been around the program. This is his third year now. Just the ultimate leader on and off the ice, just everything you want. So he's been awesome, especially with our young core of players. He's really taken some guys under the wing and been an awesome presence in the room throughout camp.
We've got a couple of last names on here that are familiar with players that have had opportunities to be NHL drafted in Ronan Seeley and obviously getting some eyes in Ty Deneau and getting some chances this summer. Tell us a little bit about his opportunity this summer at an NHL camp.
Yeah, Ty Deneau obviously getting a chance to go to the Winnipeg Jets development camp. Did an awesome job there. Really great experience, and he's headed into his second year at Merrimack, so had a really big freshman year, was almost a point-of-game player. This year he's going to be take a really big role on that team. They only have 9 returning players back at Merrimack, so he'll be looked upon and be a main guy there, and hopefully that continues to lead to more opportunities in professional hockey.
And you guys will be keeping a close eye on his brother Easton with you this season. What has he looked like so far in the training camp and in the preseason?
Absolutely, yeah, Easton, a very smart, skilled player, a little bit undersized, but the way that he skates and just his overall hockey awareness really helps him succeed at this level. So he's looked really good throughout camp. This will be his first exhibition game. He was away at the Lethbridge Hurricanes camp for the past few days, so I'm really excited to see how he looks tonight.
As we touched on there, Ronan Seeley obviously got drafted from right here in the town of Olds by the Carolina Hurricanes and had a chance to get up with their Black Aces in the playoffs last year as they took on the New York Rangers. Now you've got Ryan Seeley, another defenseman from that family, getting a chance with you guys. What have you seen from Ryan?
Yeah, Ryan's been awesome. He spent a little bit of time with us at the end of last year, got exposed to the program, and then so far through camp he's been awesome. He's just everything you want in a big, steady two-way defenseman. Some really good offensive upside, and then just very responsible on his own end. So he's going to be a big part of our defensive core this season.
What do you think of your new jerseys?
Yeah, they look good. They've been the talk of the town in Drumheller, and fans have really liked them. So I was really happy with how they turned out.
And tell us just a little bit about your staff and how much you enjoy, working with everybody from Kevin Hasselberg all the way down.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, I've been here for 3 years now, and we've had the exact same staff. Kevin is going into his 9th season, Kenton Levesque into his 8th. So just having a very veteran staff that all works so well together makes life a lot easier. And, we're really excited to, pursue our goal of winning a national championship.
And the last one for you, about halfway through the preseason here, so with some players that are obviously going to be on the bubble, what's your message to them as they get chances in these last couple preseason games?
Yeah, it's earning that spot, right? We want to see guys go out there and make an impression. We're down to, the final few decisions to make. So, it's time the guys really start, showing what they are and what they can bring to this team.
Excellent. Well, have a great season in Drumheller. Thanks for doing this, Bodie.
Awesome. Thank you.